Forum Sony.
Forum Sony.
This is yesterday's question, I think.
Seema.
Next one.
Sachin.
Are they here? This is a packed hall. Thousands of people. 11:30 in the morning. October 31st, 2009, Surat. Rashmika, is she here? Janma Jayanti celebrations 102. Pratyaksh Daya Bhagavan Sakshi. With the live presence of the Dada Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord within me, Om Parmeshti Bhagavantone. I bow to the Om Parmeshti Bhagavans who are in the Mahavidyakshetra. This is going to 15. What is Om Parmeshti? Om Parmeshti means Sadhu, Arihant, Acharya, Upadhyaya. This is Parmeshti. What do you call intern versus a doctor? If he is an intern, is the Om Parmeshti, and then once he becomes a doctor, he is part of the Panch Parmeshti. It is like the visa. An intern is not a doctor, so the intern is in the Om, and is part of the entire universe. There are five Mahavidyakshetras, and then all five Mahavidyakshetra, and then all other locations, wherever they are, these enlightened beings, all the way from the Sadhu, all the way to the Siddha, are being saluted. Some routine questions from the Charanvidhi are being asked. Yes, I had read these questions a lot, but then having listened to Niruma Satsang, I got the answers to all of these simple words like Rag, Dvesh, Vitrag, etc. He says, so initially I used to think that, you know, moksha means go to the Ganges River and to go to the four locations of pilgrimage. No, but now it is through knowledge that you attain liberation. It is through Gnan that you get liberated. Yes. Yes, it was, if you go to Banaras, if you go to Ganges, the original intent of pilgrimage was to really, if you proceed in these major places of pilgrimage, you might reach someone who is a true saint or a true Gnani, and therefore he will liberate you. But now that we have already attained it, and so we don't need to run around, and therefore by five agnas we will go forward. Brinda in Simandar city.
Forum
means is forum. There's I.
Forum
says, Dada Bhagavan has said that whatever intention you have, they will be fulfilled in the next life. So we only have intention that all the living beings have the darshan of the Simandar Swami. He says, will it be fulfilled? Yes, that will be fulfilled in the next life. Yes, it will definitely happen.
And Deepak Bhai,
I am very, very stubborn, and whatever I think, it has to happen. So then in the next life you will get a very stubborn mom. So do you want to have such a mom? If you become very insistently stubborn and to have it your way only, where you are stubborn, then you will meet such persons in the next life. Okay, you could say. And then if you have, on the one side you are having all the salvation of the for the world, that bhavana, and the other side you are saying, I want, therefore you will have to do pratikraman for your insistence and egoistic behavior and stubbornness and wanting to have your own way. Mom, you should just, if mom says it's not necessary for you, then she says, okay, I don't want it. When will you become fit for Mahavidyakshetra? When you have no conflict at all within you. Are they good traits at all? No. Are you doing pratikraman? Yes. Are you becoming less insistent? And are you making the decisions not to be so stubborn in your behavior? Where is your mother? She is in seva, she is in service. Okay.
I have a lot of fights with my brother. This is a new thing that has happened now. What are you going to do? On the one side you are saying the Jagat Kalyan Bhavna for next life, and then all of a sudden you are also fighting with your brother. How does that work? That's a contradiction. Are you doing pratikraman? Are you doing? Yes. Then, is he younger or older? He's older. Older. Are you fighting with an older brother? Sir, it's okay, sir. Alright, sir. So make sure you don't do it again. Jai Sachidan. And do pratikraman if you do it again. Yes. Next one. Vrunda. Ego arises when there is a closeness of the self as capital when it comes in contact with the matter causes. So it is a vibhavik shakti, which is ego is a vibhavik shakti. It is a third element, third new. There is no similarity between the sun, and therefore we use relative similarities like the sun energy. This is absolutely different. In the real, there is the one who is beyond ragdvesh. In the relative, anger, greed, deceit, pride arises. The real does not have kashais, the relative does not have kashais, but because they get together, the kashais arise. So what is this system? See, copper is so soft that it needs to, when you mix it with something else, other metal, then it becomes hard. But it does not lose its original properties of copper. And the same way, the original properties of the S capital self and the original properties of the non-self, the Jada, do not change. However, it is the ego that arises when the two come together and in opposition against each other. And that is, you see, the marble is cold and the sun is, the sun, the closer you go to the sun, it gets colder, is it not? So the sun is on 29,000 feet at Himalayas, it is cold, is it not? The sun is the sun energy, whenever, wherever it touches, if it touches a cold marble, by touching touching the sun rays, touching marble makes it hot. Whereas the sun itself is not hot. But when dissimilar, when eternal elements come together, a new property arises, which is called the ego. In the same way, just in the same way, and therefore, it is the ego. Ego sucks up all the subatomic particle energies of the anger, greed, deceit, and pride, and it becomes a huge ball of fire, and it is charged, and it is, and then it becomes hot, and then when it discharges, it, in the discharge, in the same way, the self, it is pure soul. Soul only, but in its presence, the non-self complex absorbs the energy of the self, and then it discharges in the next life. It will be able to see. It will do satsang. It will do everything. It will teach. It will learn. It will live a life. It will. It will. It will even say that I am illiterate, etc. I think. In other words, it is an energized chetan. It is vibhavik shakti is a very major force. It is a non-self energy, but it is the absorbed energy of the fireball which is dissipating. The non-self is also kriyakari or in its own nature, natural thing, but it fills and it empties, but it does not become a president, it does not have the ego. So there is a swabhavik pudgal and a vibhavik pudgal. But here we are talking about the vibhavik pudgal, which is the ego arising as a result of the self coming in context with the non-self complex, non-self matter. The other pudgal is, it just comes together and dissipates, comes together and dissipates, gets filled and empties. In the presence of the self, there is the energizing of the non-self complex, and it is the non-self that gets energized. But when we talk about, we say it is of the non-self, it is vibhavik. We do not say that it is. Why is it? It is the new thing that is arising out of both. Have both. It is the vibhava of the self as capital and vibhava of the non-self also. But it is. But he says, I am. And that I am that, I am a woman, I am a father, I am a mother, I am a passenger, etc. It is not, it is a vibhavik bhav, it is a non-self. And in the jord, it is increased. And the body becomes like it's a formed complex. A man says it's a woman, it's a man, he behaves as a man, as a woman. And the pudgal becomes like that. So, there is a belief part and then there is a subatomic part. There is a belief part and a subatomic part. And whatever the belief is, according to the belief, the subatomic particles are attracted automatically. And it becomes that. If you believe that I am a woman, you become a woman. And it is a very amazing mystery that it happens. And you see, it's just like a mirror. If you raise your right hand, it does the left hand. If we do raise, it's exact reflection. It is, and this image, it happens instantly in front of a mirror. It is also a subatomic particle effect only in the mirror also. But because of the timing difference, you think that it is the same thing is happening. Everything, the world is your own mirror shadow. However, you, because it is your own, because of the timing difference, you think that it is happening to you, but it is really happening externally, and it is your own self that is coming in this sense. And so the nature of the non-self complex is blood, bones, flesh, etc. But it has arisen because at a very subtle level, the I am Chandu, I am the wrong belief. It's the subatomic particles are arisen. I am Chandu attracts subatomic particles and they get charged and then they get discharged. Is this a non-energy? Is it? She's struggling with the terminology of the non-self complex versus the self complex as capital conference. Prajna is the energy of the liberating energy of the self. The knowledge is such that, but it is this because ignorance means that it is only throwing light on the relative only, and the real throws the light on the self as well as on the relative. But you see, yes, it is the ignorance of the self only also. The ignorance is of the self too, but it is a covered ignorance. So prajna shakti, the prajna shakti is this energy of the self as capital, and agna shakti is the energy of ignorance. This she's talking about aptavani 4. We will understand. Let us go with agna number 5 only. I am pure soul. This is a file. I want to settle with equanimity. Therefore, new vibhav, new ego will not arise. New charging ego will not arise. The old discharging ego will dissipate and die. And whether we understand it or not, even whether we understand or not, if we turn off the switch, this fan will stop, will it not? And that is what we are doing. We may not understand the exact complexities of how this body is formed in the previous life and the causal body gives its effect in this life. But Dada Shri has given us the basic blueprints. From there we can, as we grow higher, we'll be able to understand it better. Next question, Manish Shukla. What is karma? What kind of karmas are, how many types are karma, and when will the karma effects come, and in how or what period of time does the karma effect comes? Where is he? Is he here? Well, he's not here, so the karma question won't get answered. Next one, Chandrika from Jamnagar. We have we want to apologize in your presence with some files, and there she stands up in the orange there. She's waiting for a microphone.
Hello, Deepak Bhai.
Jai Sachidan, Deepak Bhai. When my sons do not behave, then when they do not study well, then I become very scornful towards them. What grade are they in? One is in 8th, one is in 7, and one is little, so they're 3. He's 8-year-old. He is in second. What will you do? I want to leave them and I want to be free. I want to be free from the three of them. I want to be free from the kashayas. I want to be liberated. Will you please help me? Slowly, why don't you watch Niruma's cassettes on the generation gap, on the behavior with the children. There are so many cassettes. Please study the also, and then she will give you the precise instructions from inside. I want to settle the file with the equanimity, but yet internally I have that. So when you become angry, they don't study, right? So if they are they failing? They are not failing. If they are not failing, then stop. Stop, ladies, stop. Do not chide them. If you become aggressively critical, then they will get spoiled. Do not. Yes, if you cannot improve them, their wives will improve them. So why are you worried about improving them? Why have conflicts? Do you recognize in what bad ways your words are falling? Your words are going in the wrong place. And therefore, So if you kick a dog, he will bind vengeance with you for an effect in the next life. So how can you be scornful to your own sons? No matter what happens, no matter what happens, because you have to take 2 more years or something like that. So for 3 years. And so like their father will help them. So why do you have to worry about it? The clashes must stop within. The clashes must stop within. 1 hour of clashing with them will create a lot of difficulties. So therefore you should really, you should be done with it. Within a year. Whether he wants to become a singer or a painter, what difference does it make? Avoid clashes at all costs. Yes. You should know that this is the way to the kitchen, this is the way to the bedroom. This is just show them and then, but do not. The reason you are being critical is because you are deeply attracted to your sons. This is your heavy illusory attraction to your sons. And the more moha illusory attraction you have for your sons, the more you will suffer. There will be more clashes. So and then they will, because you are so critical, they will keep girlfriends and boyfriends, and then you will lose them for sure. And so shut up and just stop this bickering, stop this clashing. Are you accepting it? Do you think it is difficult? If it is too difficult, then leave it here, these instructions. Yes, we are wanting you, our sons. Yes, the sons have, the sons want you, the Deepak Bhai in Jamnagar, so they have got good things. Why does Deepak Bhai not come to Jamnagar? Then encourage them for Jamnagar, turn them towards satsang, talk about satsang, talk about gnan and things like positive issues of knowledge only. Do not miss the track here. Jai Sachidana. Next one. Is Manish Bhai here? Every woman, lady must watch Niruma's cassettes about her children if she's got children problems. The ideal interactions and also the harmony in marriage, they must, and then also mother-in-law, husband and wife. Niruma has 3 different topic cassettes that are in that range in the number of hundreds of hours. Watch them and you'll get tremendous inner. So, if you do not listen, then you will not get the knowledge. Therefore, so for your own good, please make sure that you read and listen. And if you watch them, then my work will be so much lessened. Jamnagar lady has gotten up now, and then Nadia the lady has gotten up. And he says, okay, that lady is here. She wants to do an open. Then Nadia the lady, she wants to apologize openly. I want to. No. I want to. Yes. I have to apologize to my son. Has he hurt you a lot? I have hurt him a lot. I have hurt my husband a lot. Where is he? Where is Natu Bhai Panchal? Now he has to stand up amidst all this crowd. And we'll find out if he does come up. And Natubhai must have been suffocated. He's not going to come up front. Is he here? Yes, he's here. Where is he? There he is. He's coming. He's coming slowly. Yeah. Deepak Bhai says he is. He's got some courage. He's going to come. Usually in front of a very dominant wife, the guy just shuts up. He doesn't want to say anything. Yes. There he is. The file is here. No, which file?
2, 3, 4.
2, 3, 4. Even the sons are here. And 4. The sons are also here. We call them now. Come. Every day I ask for it, but I want to do it in front of you now, Deepak Bhai. I want to do it. I do. Come on. Come on out, guys. The sons are going to the mother. And yes, yes. He says, so now the sons are going there. Where is 2, 3? 2, this 3. And the husband is coming over. Make sure that you are not going to hurt them anymore. And this is when the Dada Bhagwan Nasinje Jikar starts. And they are going to... we can't see it on the image because it's daytime here. But the lady is touching the feet of the husband. And the sons are touching the feet of the mother. And then the parents will touch the feet of the sons and each other. And also touch their feet and then just be sincerely sorry for them. And for what you've done. And they're doing it. Yes, do it with a clean heart. And forgive them at this time. Forgive them for all the difficulties that they have caused you. Forgive them with an open heart and then live with love, live with beautiful love. Yes. Yes, and so now the husband and wife are doing it. And then the next one. Yes, he has written a little letter. And a separate letter to Deepak Bhai, the gentleman. And yes, we'll wake you. We'll call you. Make you stand up when your questions come. All right. Live with love. Live in love. Live with the love of Dada. Next one, Magan Bhai Shroff Surat. There he is, this gentleman here. If you do, he will. If Gita says that if you think of the Lord will think of you. What is it? Is it looks like it is interdependent, is it not? If you do it for me, then I'll do it for you. So it is a give and take, is it not? What does Dada say about that? Dada says that the Lord is Vitarag, is absolutely detached. It is that he takes care of you is for this of the kindergarten level. But because you are looking towards the self, then the self is infinitely blissful and therefore you'll become a gnani and you'll become absolutely blissed. You will be the blissful one. And all your veils of ignorance will melt away. All your kashais, rag, dvesh, krodh, man, maya, lobh, attachment, aversion, vishay kashais, and the anger, greed, deceit, pride will all melt away. But the world thinks that the Lord, if I look at the Lord will take more away. That the Lord has said clearly that, dear Arjun, you have never been able to recognize me. What you see me is not I. This bodily form is not I. You have not recognized me who I really am. The Lord is saying, standing live in front of Arjun, and Arjun cannot get it. So what can will we understand 5,000 years down the line in Gita? So therefore, this is only the real form of the Gnani. Lord Krishna was understood by the Gnanis only and nobody else. So, in the Gita, all talks, all the way from kindergarten, all the way to the PhD level have been given. The Lord has said that, told the Lord, you chant some names. But did Arjun do it? No. Then he says, do bhakti, devotion. Or give, renounce everything. He says, very good. No, he did not make Arjun leave Draupadi, his wife. And then you meditate. Did he meditate at all? No, he did not do any meditation. And he did not do. And then ultimately he gave him the ultimate knowledge and says he did not stop his warring. He did not stop his interactions with Draupadi. He did not stop his role, and that is when he says, when the original live one-to-one gnanis are there, then there is no kriya of chanting or renunciation or mantra jap or renunciation or is needed. The gnani really separate them, that you are not Dushyanta, you are the pure soul only. And this is what Lord Vasishtha gave Lord Rama, that you are not the Ram, you are not the son of Dashrath, you are not the father of Lav Kush, you are not the husband of Sita, you are the self as capital only. And so then the separation happens. And then the Gita was written subsequently. The great human beings, they write, and so because the human beings cannot get that elemental knowledge, because of the illusionary veils, they kind of mix it up. So they give a little bit of this, they give a little bit of this, they give, instead of giving the clear knowledge of separation of the S capital from the small s, people get into the other ones. But at the elemental level, because of the lack of the elemental vision, they take over this thing. It says, if you take care of God, then the God will take care of you. And so this is a limited illusionary vision of the devotee. So he says, if I go for Lord Krishna, Lord Krishna will take care of me. But from the elemental level and from the original vision, the God does not do anything for you. It is because you become the God that everything happens for you. So this is how it is happening. This is a very critical understanding. This is very, very subtle level. But it is correct for the public, because this is, if I go for the Lord will take care of me. But this is the mother will say, you see, if I take care of the little one, so you see, but this, see, she sets it according to her intellect. So then, you know, so that if I take care of the little one, then God will take care of him. This sort of, she sets it according to his, if I live a good life, if I take care of my co-workers and people under me, then Lord will take care of me. But there is no Lord out there to take care of you. It is your own karma that is unfolding, and it is your own karma that is punishing you. It is your own karma that is giving you pleasure. So there is no other. You need to become the Lord yourself to really understand it. The Lord is not such that he can really take care. Yes, the sun gives the light. In this light, you can. Yes, some people burn things, and some other people use the land to till growth. Some other people just kind of observe the scenery. The sun is not concerned with what you do. The sun is not really concerned with what you do. The sun doesn't help any particular one person. And therefore, it is the energy of the person who are the limited knowledge of the person. Upon depending on the kind of knowledge, he can decide how to use the energy of the sun for useful purposes or useless purposes. And so once he attains that, then he ends up becoming the God himself and becomes one with God himself. This is a very difficult thing to understand, make other people understand it. But Dada Shri has at least used this particular science to the extent that he can make other people understand it, and so that they can slowly move away from these false beliefs that they have. Next one from Mahesh Bhai Modi from Mehsana. Yes. Where is Mahesh Bhai Modi? So then he stands up. In Pratikraman, if I ask for forgiveness from the soul of the other person, the pure soul, why do we have to ask from Pratikraman? It's to get this. But actually, we are hurting the ego of the other person. Then why do I need to ask for forgiveness from the pure soul? If we are asking for the forgiveness in the presence of the Lord, you know, in the presence of the Lord, it's not the Lord that is forgiving. But even if you say, dear Lord, forgive me, the message goes through. It is a very subtle distinction. Really, in the presence of the pure soul of Alicia, I am asking for to be forgiven for any hurt that I caused to Alicia. So you see, I do not ask for the, but right now we do not want to make it very thin, because if you make a very thin slice, there may be some confusion. But do I have to apologize to the pure soul, or do I have to apologize to the body? The answer is, this is the invocation of the Lord, and by invoking the Lord, your humility increases. And also, so supposing you're watching a play, supposing the actor is making, the Lord is Bharturi, the king is acting. Yes, when you apologize, it is one and the same, is it not? Relatively, she is Alicia, and really she is a pure soul. And the ego is the actor, is it not? So, but really, when the ego is not there, is it not the self? So, whether you connect with the ego or whether you connect with the self as capital, both reaches the same, is it not? Because it is one and the same. What is very difficult and very heavy karma, do very heavy karma caused in the past life wipe out through pratikraman? They say yes, if they are already established in the form of ice, when they express in the next life, they'll be like a burnt rope. The moment you touch it, they will be fall off like ashes. They will not give a very, very heavy result in this life. So pratikraman does help, but if there is any leakage, most of them are just burnt in this very life only through pratikraman. However, if there are some that are carried over in the next life, then they'll be as just like ashes only. They may look like a rope, but they're like ashes. But in the prayer to the pure soul, who is the pure soul and who is the pratishthit atma here? Who is praying and which energized soul is praying to the? Is it the pratishthit? Is file number one praying to the pure soul, or is it the really in the prayer to the pure soul? File one is the pratishthit atma, the one in which the energy was laid in the last life and it is discharging in this life. And it is the subtlest. If you say, I am Alicia, that is the sukshmatam ego. That is, I with wrong belief is sukshmatam ego, and I with right belief is pure soul. It is the awakened soul. It is the awakened self. That I am, the I becomes, that awakened soul which says, I want to become one with you, my Lord. And so the discharging self is the energized self. It is the non-self complex after awakening. After awakening, it is called the non-self complex. And before awakening, it is called the pratishthit atma. It is the energized self after awakening. The gnani bhavo, the one who is awakened, wants to become the absolute self. The agnani bhavo, the agnani, the ignorant middleman, is no longer an issue in the gnani vidhi. It becomes the part of the non-self. Bhavo with the right belief is called the gnani bhavo. The middleman with the wrong belief is called the ignorant one. So it is one and the same thing. In pratikraman, it says, in the presence of my own Dada Bhagwan, and also in the presence of the pure soul in the other person, I'm asking for the energies. Is it correct? Yes, that is correct, yes. But it's more important. But you have to become the self. You have to actually become the self and then tell Vandana. Because now the Vandana is the guilty one. You are the judge. And you tell in the presence of the pure soul of Alicia, whatever hurt I caused to her, please ask for forgive me. It is very important. We want to remain in the awareness that I am separate. We want to remain in the awareness that other person's pure soul is not also the doer. It is the non-self complex of that person that is unfolding as a result of SCE. So you have the four-way separation. The separate one separates from the doer and asks for the forgiveness. So it's the ego that had caused the hurt is the one who is doing the pratikraman. And so whatever words you use are really relatively all words only. Whatever you apply, if you... there is really not make, doesn't make any difference. Whatever is convenient to you, use that and be done with it. Rag Lakshmi, next question. Punjab. From Punjab, somebody from Punjab in Punjabi or Hindi language. There she is, this lady here. This whole world is part of scientific circumstantial evidences only. This is, this world has formed out of SCE. And so then what is the role of God in this? If this entire world was formed out of SCE, then the Lord's realm is to see SCE, to see when SCE is come together, what is the result? That is the realm of the self. And in ignorance, one becomes absorbed in the SCE and says, I am the doer, and therefore he creates new causes for new discharges to happen. And so he generates new SCEs. The Lord's realm is only to scientific. The knower, seer is the God God indeed, the Lord. The scientist is there. He sees in the experiment, this thing is boiling, so he adds something else. And then he says, then he sees that result. And he sees this result, he sees this result. So to study the result is the vision of the scientist. And the self is the scientist, S capital. And the scientific circumstantial evidences and those results, he simply sees them. And but in the ignorant belief, he believes that it is happening to me, and because I did it, it happened. The doership, the sense of doership, creates new causes, which will bring new results. And so the cause and effect, effect and causes, cycles will continue and on. Here in Gnan, the causes become stopped in Gnanvidhi. Whatever then happens is result of SCE, and then you are the knower and seer, the K capital and the S capital. And if you remain in that awareness, then if you reset it again and again when it happens, and that is through Pratikramana, then that is all happening. Dada Shri had knowledge of 356. Why was 4 degrees lacking for Dada Shri? What happened? Niruma was an Atmagnani. What was her? What level did she reach in before she left? Niruma says,
245 ke upar jana hai.
And Niruma always used to say, I want to rise above 245. No, no, 345. Niruma always wanted to rise above 345. The Gnani, one becomes a Gnani at 345. And then 355 through 361 is called a god. Niruma, which had all the blessings from Dada Shri, and therefore she was able to attain the Gnani path between 345 to 356. And so Dada Shri could not attain the last 4 degrees because I have to interact with the world. I have to eat food. I have to do satsang. I have to dress. And and these are the ones that cut away my degrees. Once I become absolutely detached, then the degrees will... But then I will not be able to help other people. I have to wear clothes and go in front of the people. And so that is my interest. And that is taking away my total enlightenment. Because it will not help the world. Because my mission of the salvation of the world is... With 2 more degrees, so if I go to 258, then I'll be able to do a lot of salvation of the world for in future in the bodyless state. And then what happens when it all finishes? It is on its path to completion. He has become absolutely detached. When he does not want to become vitrag in the matters of the ninth column of salvation of the world. Because he has the switch, he can turn off the switch anytime he wants to. But he certainly wants to do a lot of salvation for people of this world. And therefore, and then he is going to just be there in the eternally blissful state. But as long as he is in the Mahavidya Kshetra, in the he wants to really continue to help other human beings. And out of this compassion, he is helping more and more people, and through the subtle body. And he is able to do this. And we can see the evidences of all that in front of us now. And he says, my moksha, my ultimate liberation is in my hand only. I have day and night complete bliss only. Even if I take 1 or 2 more bodies, what difference does it make? Yeah, I will be continuing to do the same thing only. This was his intense, deepest desire, intent, and so this is working. So is he still absorbed and involved in it? Yes, he is doing it. He is going to he will do total salvation for the next 18,000 years for this world of ours. And when he gives this knowledge, what happens? What will be our degrees once we receive this Gnanvidhi, the Gnan? You will begin at 300. When you say I am pure soul, you begin at 300. When you are aware that Raj Lakshmi is separate, when Dushanka is separate, you attain 300 degrees. And the more you remain in the 5 agnas, these degrees keep rising and rising. And as your experience fractions increases, you have received, you will get 360 degrees absolute vision. But then as you remain in this awareness, your awareness will rise from 15% to 16%, and because you get 15% awareness through grace. But then when you make the decision that I want to remain in the 5 agnas, that I do not want to hurt any single living soul in this world, then when you see the faults of the small S self, then the veils will be removed. And then what is experiential state? That he does not want Nothing in this external world can obstruct me. There is no suffering at all. There is no, nothing will touch you from within. That is, even Rajlakshmi, even this relative self will not be, will be affected. The inner pains may, the knee may hurt or the tooth may hurt, but that is not a, that is not, that is discounted. But as you rise higher and higher within your self state as capital, but we live in this world, she says, but we have to have a lot of interaction with the world. But when we come to satsang, then there is a tremendous change, is it not? But what we have attained and acquired, the non-self worldly interactions, but that though still remain my interactions with the world. But we feel like the future is so far away with reference to this. But how will I extract myself? I do have a lot of desire to come to satsang and to be, to increase my own awareness inside. But I do get tainted by the world and the worldly interactions. Who gets that effect? Raj, it happens to Rajlakshmi. You should have the awareness it is happening to Rajlakshmi, not to you. And slowly, then later on it will come to a point even that even Rajlakshmi will not be. Rajlakshmi has two kipur. There is the physical body will, and then there is the egoism. This is, egoism is nothing but a collection of wrong beliefs. And as the wrong beliefs shatter away, as the wrong opinions shatter away, then there will be no effect. Yes, there will be an effect to the body. There will be tattva body. It will not touch you. You will not be affected. You will recognize that the intellect is being affected. When the wrong beliefs of the intellect will go away, then the ego will stop receiving all of this nonsense that it receives and will stop reacting. And you might be a householder and you may be married, but your purusharth, internal purusharth, carry on very beautifully. Yes, it is happening. But sometimes in my mind it helps that what this karma that is unfolding in front of me, this evidence that is in front of me, there is some effect, but then I immediately get an inner light that it is happening, because these are all mistakes of layers. And so the second layer will come, so next time it will be 20% less, third time there will be 10% less, and then it will become 0%, it will not affect you. So this, yes, it happens, yes. Out of thousands, you are less with mind, 500 to 700 you are less, and then you are free from that, are you not? And then as you go forward, more and more forward, you will be less and less sticky, and then you will continue. So you are progressing towards the path of liberation, and there is absolutely no doubt about that. That means, so I just want your blessings that I can make more progress. This is what he says. Yes, 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 yes. You can go. Please bless me that I can go beyond 300. There are many people are going to 320, 340 towards. So please carry on. Carry along those lines. There are two parts. Every day, apply. Where did you miss out the five agnas? Study it. And then reset it. That is the number. And when you hurt someone, do pratikraman. And then and do samayik on the causes of why did you hurt that person? What was it behind you that ended up you hurting that person? And so as you become freer and freer from these mistakes, please bless us, dears. Yes, yes, it is there. Yes, these blessings are there for you. Jai Sachidan. Next one from Chandrika Ben, Ahmedabad. If you have any dvesh, negativities towards anybody, when there is any negativity towards someone, so when the dvesh arises, then pratikramans automatically comes. When dvesh or aversion arises, I do pratikraman. But when I'm attracted to someone, then it is very difficult to remain aware. You don't have to do anything to win the rag. After a while, that rag will, there will be, the rag will turn into dvesh. The attraction will come into aversion. At that time, you can do the pratikraman. Right now, why don't you just attack the major half of the dvesh, which is the aversion? You see, it's another word, right? Right now, you just need to wash the soil dishes. The dishes that are, because it takes you days and days to wash the soil dishes. And then on a very special day, or like Diwali, you can take out all your chicken utensils and wash them and make them ultra shiny. But right now, concentrate. Right? Yeah, who are you attracted to? My family members. When life situation is good, then I feel attracted. Are they internal or? Yes, they are all internal. Are they not? You're not hurting them, are you? No. Then you can let rag continue. Let attraction continue. There is no. If you should not. But slowly, let me show you a way of how to be free from rag. Cut off your expectations from those whom you love. do not have any expectations, then it will be easy to become free from them. That is one key right now. We will give you more keys down the line. So I asked you, so you know, if you asked him to bring green coriander, he brings, you know, the dried coriander, then you should not make a fuss. Yes. In other words, you asked him to bring green coriander, he brings dry coriander seeds, then you should not be upset. Okay. So if you do not get upset, then you are pretty good. Therefore, in other words, he did not fulfill your expectations, and there you should not have an aversion towards him. But when your expectations are not fulfilled, then and you do not have the kashayas in reaction, therefore you are becoming freer from rag also. You see? So then you are on your way towards becoming vita raga, beyond all attractions. Initially he says, my son should remain mine, he is not married. But you know, my husband should be around me only. If you go someplace, you are a little upset. Where is he gone? What is he doing? What will happen to me? When will he come back? What will I do? How will I live? You know, how will I spend the night? And so that is all called rag with attachment, you see. And so, does it happen? Yes, it happens. Slowly. So that is the spectrum of rag. Why don't you establish this gnani in front of you? Because, and why don't you place dada instead of all of these? As long as people in your family members' lives are in your chit, you dada cannot take his place within your heart. So this is the hope, this is the comfort, and then possessiveness, expectations, these are all subtle forms of rag. And then there is the overt illusory attraction. And then, you know, you always, when you make the best food for your husband, but when he doesn't eat, then you get upset, you see. So because you went out of your soap, will you bless me? Okay, so that's for knowledge to prevail in these situations, yes. That's fine. Next one, Praveena from Vadodara. Where is she? Praveena from. For 2 years I have taken Gnan. I have read the book, The Flawless Vision. Very kesak. Nikalpana. There is a sentence that your Gachmat Nikalpana is not correct. Will you please explain that if you are in true interaction is means right interaction is means no should build. When you say my dada is correct and others are wrong, then you have gone into a lower box. That means so akalam number 2 is important here. You can never say we are superior to you, we are better, we are ahead in spirituality. You should not even we are new, we are senior Mahatmas, you are just new Mahatmas. Does it happen to you? That is Gach Mat Kalpana. It is your even thinking. Amara, our Dada Bhagwan is very high, your Dada Bhagwan is no good. That means you yourself being a Mahatma of Dada has entered into a box of Dada. And so you just recognize that everybody is in this world is a student in the college, university of the Vitarag. They're slowly coming in this direction only. Nidhubhagwai, will you please tell us a little bit about Kund Kund Acharya? He was a Gnani Purush. Kund Acharya Kund, he was a very great, he was as great as Dada Shri and Srimad Rachandra. He was a Gnani Purush. He had such siddhis that he could connect with Lord Simandar with his subtle body. Yes, and he could get all the answers and knowledge from him, and then would bring it back to the earth. And he wrote Samaisar, Niyamsar, Pravanchasar, phenomenal scriptures on 500 years ago in Ardhamath Gdi. He has written those, and at that time in Ardhamath Gdi he wrote this. He has done a great service. He opened up the entire elemental science. Srimad Ramchandra was very grateful to him for having written the essence of the soul. That Kund Kund Acharya 500 years ago, Srimad Rachandra 125 years ago, Dada Shri 25 years ago. See? And so this is all happening. These are all great. This is great service to the people of the world on the path of liberation. To absolute knowledge can be attained right here, to all the way, the manner in which one can become absolutely enlightened. Deepak, nine-year-old is a son, constantly asking questions. Also, so how can I get him in satsang? And there is this parent says, yes, their parents who he says, why, how come you're not keeping any pictures? Why don't you And why did you write? He is a very inquisitive 9-year-old who is asking all kinds of questions. He does a lot of research on his own. Okay, so we lock him up because he's so mischievous. We lock him up. Why don't you write down his questions and bring him here? She locks him up at home and brings him here. Does not let him. He says, we will ask this question to Deepak. But why lock him up? Then he will watch the TV and he will do wrong things at home. How old is he? He's only 8-year-old girl. And then there are other children. Because they are playing inside, you know. They are playing inside. Yeah, I've locked them all up. Yes, have you asked somebody to keep an eye on him? Yes. Yes, I haven't brought them here because they are mischievous here, so I didn't bring. But a week ago he asked me, now I want to start reading books at the age of 8. Which book shall I read at the age of 8? Can you imagine that? He wants to read a book of Dada. Why don't you read the book at just everywhere? Yes, I will ask him. And start reading the books of the science of the children, Bal Vignan, science, Akram Express. So start making them. I said, bring them along in this direction. Pull them, yes. And slowly they will come in this direction. Let them understand this. Let them ask questions. And so whatever you know, whatever answers you do not know, I will ask, yes. Whatever good questions, write them down. Because if something is arising out of it, we should not burn it off. Let it. We should nourish it and nurture it. Like, he says, why do you say I am pure soul? And then why do you say that? Let him say, Hum shuddhatma chu. Because yes, they have engaged, and later on they are going to get. They are all considered engaged. After a little while, they are all going to get wed into the with the self as capital. Yes, they are all mahatmas taking birth in your homes. These are all mahatmas. They are dadas mahatmas, and yeah, keep them with love. Keep them with love. Do not preserve them because they are the property of Dada Shri. These little children are property of Dada Shri. They are going to help the future generations to come. So, but don't bite them. Yes. Oh, what a nice question. I do not understand. I'm still studying the science of Dada Shri, but your question is excellent. Let us ask Deepak Bhai. Let's ask Daddy. If Daddy doesn't know, then we'll ask Deepak Bhai. They said, let the brain flourish. If we start reading a book, it was not a book. I had borrowed somebody's. It was a Paul Brunt book. I copied the book of Paul Brunton without asking for permission. So is that deceit? He says, now that you have said it, that means that deception is gone. Now let's go into samayik mode now. We will have to do samayik, will we not? The samayik, this is samayik as our homework. Samayik on October 31st, 2009, on the day of the Gnanvedi. Samayik is, if you're, so samayik is, because if you are living in a temporary body, so you have to do something for your own self. If you are living in a rented place, do you have to worry about painting the place? In other words, you should do something that is going to be helpful to the S capital only. And you remain superfluous in the non-self issues, and be very sure and exact in the matters of the self S capital. Somebody still has a question. Let us do samayik today. Yes, this is the third day of samayik, and this shibir. Yes, somebody has a question, so we will. This is a very special question. Somebody is standing up, or this gentleman here in the yellow shirt. We will do samayik, but he has a question. Jai Sachidanand. He says, I did not. There are some questions still left around, but we don't have time. There are many other questions, and we have very little. Here we have gathered here to understand the science behind it. There is only one question. Okay, what is my question? This at the 101st in Navsari, in anniversary, Mahendra Bhai Shroff met me in 101. it was his intention. Then we should have, if we want to have really, then Dada Akram Vignan courses should be at the university level. And therefore, and we need to, and he had done this. And Niruma also said the same thing. Yes, we said, if with such intentions, so whatever is needed from my side, I will help them. And at the MS University, I can even take it up to the Vice Chancellor level at the MS University, Baroda. And I have developed the human resources, and I have worked in human resources development. I have worked. They are so precise at the level of how to really make a person progress. And so many years ago, Dada Shri also had the same. And so this department. So now. Resources department. Even private companies have human resources department. It is my intention that therefore, that if we can do it with Niruma's grace and through the help of the and through your grace and the, let 100,000 and millions get this gnan at the university level, and because those who cannot come here live, at least if they can have a university syllabus and a and college. I said there were some at that time, if you can bless them, if at the university level these this can progress, then I have no doubt that this Akram Vignan will really spread all over the world. We just need your help on. And yes, we need it, and it is needed. But we, if it can go to the chief minister level, and if it gives it to the Ministry of Education, that at no moment, at all costs, let us really press on. Then this will happen. When everyone has this intention, it will come into reality. Sir, because we can, we have that is why we have started the Amba School. Whether it happens at the university level or not, we have started it at that level. We have started Akram Vignan at the school level. We have started Pratik Ground VCDs and everything. It has happened at the Akram. It has already started at the child level. And then other students are also coming, and as other schools accept it, so we have so many channels at different levels. So we have this at the university level and college level. We want Akram Vignan to enter at that level, and it will happen for sure. It will happen. This is our intention, and you are all the workers. And you come and meet Devan Bhai and Dimple Bhai, and they are thinking along these lines, and it will happen for sure for further lines. Let us now think about Samaik. We have two sessions. Now let us take pride today, pride, man, in the issue, samayik on mind. When somebody insults you, do you not get hurt? When you hurt somebody's ego, does he get hurt? If somebody hurts you saying, Dushanka, you are an idiot, your pride is wounded. So ego is wounded. So the ego goes in two different directions. You suffer, and then you react, and you say, "What the hell do you mean?" And so therefore, it is only because you want to substantiate and to uphold your sense of "I am something," "I am superior," "I am something," and the other person is inferior. And then having it your way, you're stubborn, you become stubborn, I'm something great. So to hurt someone through your pride, you need to make a list of that. Hurting others through greed is different. The hurting others through stubbornness is different. Hurting others through pride, let us focus on Srimad Chandra Rachandra said, if pride wasn't there, then one would have become instantly liberated. So man means I am correct, I am right, I am superior, I am better. There are so many things you carry and ideas about yourself. You are indeed a vessel of all kinds of mistakes, but why do you? Because you say, I'm fine, the other person is at fault, and that is pride only. So when you see negative of somebody else, when you hurt somebody, we at the very subtle level, there is the problem of pride existing. We are not talking the doership today, we are only talking about, because I'm doing it, and that is comes in the switches of doership. Man is I am something. It goes into Vishishta. I am superior. I am brilliant. I am correct. I get it better than the other person. I can get it. The ego is always on a high horse. The ego on the high horse always looks down upon everybody on the ground and keeps on hurting by being on the horse only. And whenever good things are happening, the pride takes on all the ego. When he doesn't get the chance to do anything about it, then he finds others' faults with the other person, and he continues to start saying negative about the other person, and he continues to hurt the other person. And therefore, that is where the ego and the prideful ego, the ego with pride, the pride-hungry ego is in operation. And so then he creates aversion, and he belittles other people around him. And so this is what we really need to look in Samaik. We need to break these two major knots. One, the knot of sexuality, and the knot of pride. These create lot of havoc in worldly life. And therefore, and in amidst family members, the knot of pride is a lot of problem. In the home, the knot of illusory attachment is much more. And at work, it is the knot of sexuality that is in operation. And in your business, the knot of greed is in operation. So, etc. You need to understand the hungry ego and to recognize where the ego is hungry about. And you need to really sublimate your ego and become the smaller than the smallest. Lagutam Bhav, and the foundation cornerstones of Akram Vignan is Lagutam Bhav. I'm smaller than the smallest. And I, by the relative viewpoint and in the real, I am one with the other person. He is not separate from me. And that is the very foundation of Akram Vignan. And so this means you really should not get into trying to create impressions to become smaller than the smallest and to get your work done. When you really become very angry with someone, when you are scolding someone, it is your ego of pride in operation. In the if you have a servant, "Sir, I made a mistake. So will you help me?" So knocker has this. So you have to become the servant of the servant. In the same way, you have to, but hey, don't do this, you did this, don't do it this way, go ahead and do this way. So the bossing, all that bossing attitude is nothing but a sense of pride and the ego validation. So wherever, everywhere in your worldly life, you will have to become the servant of the servant. You'll have to become the wife of the wife. You'll have to become the son of the son, and to become smaller than him, and you'll have to become the servant of the servant. You'll have to das anudas. When you become very humble, then you will become. These are some difficult words right now for you, but because these words do not come out, they come out now. So let us. These are the more important things to have in the Janma Jayanti. So today, let us take one level. Am I hurting somebody else due to my pride and my selfishness? And does somebody insult me because of my own sense of self, of the small self? And so then just wash it off with the faulties of the sufferer and the other person. Apply double A double B and then wash it off. But today, look at where your ego of pride is hurting other people. Yes. And so let us take that in the Samaik and let us do the Vidhi now. We are doing the Vidhi. I'm going to speak it in English. Do a very nice Vidhi and decide that I want to be free from this tuber, this big pumpkin of pride within me. If I see somebody else's mistake, that means pride is in operation. When I am scornful or have a negative attitude towards other person, there is pride. Understand this pride. Recognize that it belongs to Vandana and Alicia, not to you. Become like a little child. The younger, if you are a two-year-old, everybody takes care of the two-year-old. It is when the ego of pride gets in, then nobody takes care of you. So the humbler you are, get off your high horse. Get off your horse of ego and come down to reality of who you really are. The humbler you become, nobody will hurt you, nobody will bother you, nobody will offend you, nobody will obstruct you, and so you will not have any kind of suffering as a result of this. Therefore, it is through understanding that you sublimate your ego to a very lower level, and through this, and you will be able to see these mistakes as they are and be done with it. So let us do the Vidhi now. So I will be doing the Vidhi in English translation, and then do a very good translation. Dear Dada Bhagwan, dear Sri Simandar Swami Lord, dear Lord Simandar Swami, with the exact awakened awareness of the applied self, Shuddhupyog, in my entire life, whoever I met, wherever I was sitting on a high horse of ego, whoever I hurt through the hurtful pride, where I saw negative in the other person, I called them at fault, saw them at fault. Let me see all those mistakes through the sense of separation, through the exact state of separation as the S capital, and see the pride of file one exactly as it is, in exact chronology, and to become free from it. And let me do such a samayik, and grant me the energies to do such a samayik. Let me remain separate in this samayik. Let me reapply the five keys of the five agnas, and then do the samayik, and grant me these energies. I surrender the mind, body and speech, all illusions associated with my name, charge karma, subtle discharge karma, gross discharge karma, O Dada Bhagwan, I surrender them to the awakened absolute self that you are. I surrender them to your divine feet, my Lord. I am surrendering them all. I am pure soul. I am pure soul. I am pure soul. Atma chun shuddha, 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 Shuddhatma, 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 Jai Sachidan, Jai Sachidan, Jai Sachidan. Go deep and see everything in Samayik, where you are stubborn, where you are interfering, where you were not having your way. At the bottom of all stubbornness, there is pride only. And make a firm decision that you do not want to hurt because of this. Because just do an excellent Samayik.
We,